Sweetgrass First Nation. Almost 20 years after a new school on Sweetgrass First Nation was recommended in 2001, ground was officially broken on February 15 following an official ceremony as the construction of a new school began. The existing school, roughly 35 kilometers west of the Battlefords, was constructed in 1976 and 1977, and the funding for a new school was not available until 2022. Sweetgrass Today says that they have a proud history of sharing the First Nations stories and rich heritage with everyone and has maintained the Cree language and knowledge over the decades. The Cree language remains central to the community's sense of identity and indigeneity. Since 2001, sustaining renovations have been made to protect the school with little change to the educational spaces, though the First Nation says the school became far too small and outdated to offer Sweetgrass children the programming and sense of belonging that the community wished for them. Today's groundbreaking demonstrates our shared commitment to better meet the needs of Sweetgrass students and building more inclusive and vibrant places to live, said the Honorable Sean Fraser, Canadian Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities. First Nations-led education is important in creating prosperous, resilient, and sustainable Indigenous communities. This new school will not only enrich the student experience, but will also ensure access to culturally appropriate educational systems, resources, and teachings, he added. The new school will include dedicated spaces for elders and traditional knowledge teachings, outdoor learning spaces, a gym with a running track, a dental office, spaces for visiting professionals, and a warm interior feeling from wood ceilings. The new school will also be constructed with a concrete foundation and concrete block walls. The school is primarily funded by Indigenous Services Canada. Today, Sweetgrass First Nation is breaking ground on their new Leading Edge School. This will provide Sweetgrass First Nation students with quality education that will offer culturally relevant education and teachings. Every person deserves a fair chance to succeed, and key to that is an education like the one that will be offered at this new school, said the Honorable Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services. Sweetgrass applied for and received $5,512,876 in additional funding from the federal government's Green and Inclusive Community Buildings Program, which has enabled the integration of a daycare into the facility, and the increased use of energy-efficient technology at the school, including solar panels on the gym roof. The integration of the early learning facilities will help keep young parents in school, says Sweetgrass, and both facilities will have controlled outdoor spaces for play, as well as their own entrances. The procurement process included a pre-qualification process to select capable contractors who were a good fit for the community. The construction contract value is $39,497,000. Note, the First Nation was created when Chief Wekaskukwaseyan, Sweetgrass, and Chief Wawi Kahu Ta Ma Hote, Strikes Him on the Back, joined bands in 1884.